My goodness, Oklahoma, where Edgar's calling us. Thank you for your patience, sir. What's on your mind?
Hey, Dr. Wright, I appreciate what you do. I love your show. I got to confess, I haven't been on that much, but my buddy says you missed a good show with Dr. Wright. He was talking about the beech tree and some good purposes of the beech tree. And I said, wow, I'd like to hear that, and I'd like to hear Dr. Wright. I said, well, I'll get on there and ask Dr. Wright himself. But I used to do a lot of environmental or biological work in Arkansas. I'd run on the beech trees and ash trees, and I'm a tree hugger, so I give them a big old hug.
Okay.
That's enough for me.
Well, I do tend to carry on sometimes, but I try to help folks to understand stuff. I really appreciate it when the mechanic explains the engine of the car to me. So, anyway, this is an Australian development. It's a beech tree that grows in Australia, and I cannot tell you whether it is or is not identical or even close to what grows in Arkansas. But the work over there was quite extensive, and it actually, as far as I can tell, was best reported after a number of years of work in a paper published in 1999 by a doc who had studied it a lot, and he was into orthopedic surgery anyway, and he published about the use of this extract from beech trees and what he found that other researchers had found, and then he confirmed that it did, was three things. One, it actually helped to regrow cartilage inside joints a little bit, and that's always useful. Number two, it helped improve the blood flow to the joints. Now, you may or may not know that they teach us all in medical school that some places in the body get more blood flow and others get less, and joints are down on the low side for getting blood flow. But this beech tree extract improved the blood flow to the joints. And lastly, and then I'll shut up, it helped produce internally now this stuff called hyaluronic acid, which is the joint fluid, it's the majority of it anyway. Mm-hmm. And actually, some docs actually inject hyaluronic acid from the outside into joints that are hurting, and it does help them, but it is produced naturally internally. So this beech tree extract is called, by the compounding pharmacies who put it together, it's called Pentosan, P-E-N-T-O-S-A-N, P-E-N-T-A-S-O-N. And you can ask your local compounding pharmacy if they do it. And if they don't, the pharmacy I work with a lot called Key Pharmacy, they're out here in Washington State. They call themselves Key Compounding Pharmacy. You can find them online. They put it together, but it has to be on a doctor's prescription. You got me why, because nobody ever got hurt with it ever, but that's the current rules.
Wow. Okay, awesome. I didn't know that. And about the blood flow either, I got you. Hold up. Do I have time for one more question?
Yes, you do, sir. We've got a couple people waiting, but you go with it, and we'll go quick.
I'll make it quick. Yeah, I'm a caregiver for my 92-year-old mom.
And
that's good
of you, sir.
She's got sundowners and dementia. Yeah, and it's a challenge. But is there anything that I've missed? I'm kind of out of the loop. I'm a biologist, but been out of the loop as far as, and I still look and research, but anything that's helping that from plant source, plant source that's helping with
if there's something, once somebody's well into dementia, I suppose it might be possible to pull them out. Why don't you do this, just so you can look at that possibility? You just put two things into your search engine on your computer, and one of them is the last name of the professor at the University of California at Los Angeles who published on this, and my, I am so impressed. He uses only natural stuff. His last name is B-R-E-D-E-S. Yeah, B-R-E-D-E-S-E-N. So all the vowels are E's, B-R-E-D-E-S-E-N. And you just put that into your search engine, and then you put in Alzheimer's after that, and up will come a number of publications that he authored that you can actually read just by clicking on them. And you can also read commentaries about his work and so forth. And we're just so impressed because there are very few full professors out there at any university who actually have helped people to recover from Alzheimer's. He's got it documented, but he didn't use any patent medicines, just natural stuff. So do take a look at that, sir. It'll give you the most comprehensive survey. Second thing, though, that's simple, and most of us, it's accessible in the health food store, and that is it's been found that using melatonin at bedtime, even if these people don't have any trouble sleeping, that it actually helps them do a little better during daytime, not to use as many tranquilizers and that kind of stuff.
That's D as in dog, R-E-B-E-S-E-N?
No, it's B as in boy. I'm glad you asked.
Okay. I got you.
B-R-E-D. Mm-hmm. There you go, sir.
Got it. Yes. Hey, thank you very much. I appreciate you. And I'm going to get on your show more often. Yeah, because I always learn a ton. All right. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you for calling.